Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Tailgate.
It's time for the tailgate.
Toss me a cold one. Nothing better than a 7 a.m. beer and an unbrushed mouth.
Your official weekend destination for all things football.
You are looking live.
The granddaddy
of them all.
NCAA.
Travis Hunter circles around down the sideline. There he goes. The most dynamic player in college football. Touchdown, Colorado.
The NFL.
Williams, pressure coming. He felt it. Looked. Saw it. Evaded it. Still on the move. Looking around. Williams is going to take off for the end zone.
It's like it's its own playground.
And now, it's time to kick off the tailgate with your host, Paul Pabst.
You ready, champ?
I'm ready for this my whole life.
On Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and live on the Odyssey app.
Welcome to the tailgate, NFL Week 14. College football's final weekend of games to get the playoffs all set. Is Notre Dame in? Is Notre Dame out? That's a big topic. A lot there today. We'll get to that in a little bit. Lots to be decided in the NFL. Home stretch. Late playoff runs. Teams putting themselves in position to be in the playoffs or playing themselves out of the playoffs. The weather's in the 20s for some of these games. In the teens for some of these games. We got snow games. Let's go. The great comedian Frank Caliendo will join us in about 20 minutes. Born in Chicago, Frank Caliendo. You know he does all the impressions. Madden, Gruden. And he's a Wisconsin guy who was born in Chicago, so he's got a little bit of a quandary here. College football today, we're going to get to the Bears-Packers basically all day on this show because that's the biggest weekend of the year. College football today, we're going to get into it in about 15 minutes. But right here on The Score, today is Championship Saturday in college football. And The Score has the doubleheader for you. First up, number 3 Georgia against number 9 Alabama in the SEC Championship game. Bama has to put up a good showing. That's at 3. Then it's the number 1 Ohio State Buckeyes versus the number 2 Indiana Hoosiers, which is the weirdest thing to say, for the Big Ten Championship at 7. Doubleheader coverage starts 2:30 on The Score and the Odyssey app. I can't wait for Ohio State-Indiana tonight. That's going to be fantastic. Let's get to it. It's Bears-Packers week. 670 Score. Paul Pabst, Adam Studzinski, shot out of a cannon today. It's like 23 degrees. It's freezing outside. There's no snow plows. My car's in a pile of snow. I don't care. It's Bears-Packers week, Studs. It's a different feel. It's always a different feel in Chicago Bears-Packers week, but sometimes it's your team's 4-6, and it's Bears-Packers week. Let's take down the Packers and salvage this, you know, pride of the season. Remember that last year? But this is quite different. You know, Bears-Packers week, for me, it's basically sitting around all day Saturday, sitting around all day Sunday, waiting for the game to start. And they kicked the game back to the 3:30 window. That's because there's a lot more national interest in the Bears and the Packers in that order. But Bears-Packers week, I think I spend a lot of my time, and I listen to The Score every day on my way into the show. I work on the Dan Patrick Show. Have I mentioned that before? And every week when I listen to The Score, I listen to Mullin Hall as I drive into work. It's like this building of a rationale of how the Bears could win or what the Packers can do. Then the Roma Dunze thing yesterday, that's a gut shot. Roma Dunze is not going to play. But then you're like, okay, Luther Burden, is this a chance for him? You just work it out in your head. So Bears-Packers week is, you know, if you love college football like I do, it's like Ohio State-Michigan week. It's like Alabama-Auburn week. Everything goes in the side, and you just have tunnel vision. Let's win this game. And, you know, the lead in Chicago right now clearly is the Bears being in the first place in the NFC North. And then the Rams lose unexpectedly to the Panthers. And by default, the Bears are in first place in the NFC overall. What kind of world is this? A year ago at this time, remember last Friday, the Bears beat the Eagles? Remember what Chicago Bears were like in 2024 on Black Friday? They'd just been embarrassed by the Lions. They get rid of their head coach, which ended up working out great. But it's like a body-switching movie, the mood in Chicago around the Bears. It's like the 2024 season was a bad dream and just was cleansed from our memory, like a wipe. And the 2025 season is hitting its stride. Here we go. Bears next game, Sunday, 3:30, Green Bay. You know where to be. Plan your whole weekend around this. The high in Green Bay on Sunday is supposed to be 19 degrees. The low is 1. That is, as if this game couldn't get any more perfect. It's football weather for a classic football game that is really important. The Bears are rolling and the Packers are rolling. It's not like one team is down or one team is decimated with injuries. There's no excuses for this game. It's two heavyweights that, you know, the Packers were expected to be a heavyweight. The Bears maybe a little sooner than people thought. Two of the next three games should decide the NFC North. And it's perfect. The networks are flexing to the next Packer-Bear game on national TV. You know, they've dropped that one down to the 3:30 window. And then in 2 weeks from now, the Bears-Packers game is going to night. It's going to be a Saturday night game. That's what you know when you know the national media is in on the Bears and in on the Packers. And this is for the NFC North. You win two of the next three games. Of course, I mean two against the Packers. It's yours. And same thing for the Packers. You couldn't script this up. And when you look at the Packers, this is not an average team, a team with like, you know, you're playing a team, not an average team. If you remember the Bears streak for the past 2 months, there was a lot of nitpicking of the streak. Oh, you beat the Giants and Jackson Dart. Okay, they've got a bunch of injuries. You beat the Saints. Okay. The national media didn't really buy into the Bears because they didn't, I don't think, nationally respect the wins they were getting, how they got them and who they're beating. This isn't the case. There's no backup quarterback in Green Bay. They're not decimated with injuries. They're not a bad team. This is a team fully assembled. And the Green Bay Packers made a power move a few months ago to get Micah Parsons from Dallas. They gave up a lot of draft capital and a lot of money to get Micah Parsons a pass rusher. That is a win now move for the Packers. They're trying to get past the Lions and the Bears, but the Lions before the season with the Micah Parsons trade. The Bears, I would say it's a little bit different, the ramp up of the Bears. They're in position to win the NFC North, probably a little bit ahead of schedule. If you go back to August, again, I listen to the score a lot, and people were talking on the score, I was listening to Spiegs. He goes, well, I'm fired up about the Bears, but I'm also like, is it 9 wins? Is it 10 wins? Is 11 too much to ask for first year for Ben Johnson? And it did feel that way, but it doesn't feel that way now. The opportunity is there. You don't split with Green Bay. You beat them there. You know, don't be happy with a split. I don't think that happy with a split mentality is what football players think about. Ben Johnson isn't hoping for one of two. The opportunity is right there. Beat them at home, and then 2 weeks, bring them here, beat them again, and now you start thinking about hosting a playoff game. Not just being in the playoff, but hosting an NFC playoff game. That's fantastic. Before Chicago takes on Green Bay, tune in tomorrow from 12 o'clock to 3:25, the Your Local Four Dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score. Olin Krutz, Patrick Manley, and Mully will set you up for the game. Right after the game, they'll have the Instant Reaction postgame show streamed exclusively on YouTube and Twitch. The postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire. All of it can be heard right here on The Score and the Odyssey app. 670 The Score, Adam Stasinski, Paul Papst, getting you ready for football. Studs, what you work here all week. The mood around the building, Bears-Packers week, compared to, I would say, air quote, normal week.
A normal Bears-Packers week of recent or a normal Bears
normal,
week?
Normal, like, Saints week compared to Packers week.
Oh, it's different. It's different. There's, especially now because they're both teams, I think the talk has really been, it's really fun to have this rivalry mean something again. Yeah. Because we've been talking a lot, when's the last time that the Bears and Packers met with something meaningful on the line?
Yeah, even that game last year where the Bears won to end the season, it felt great. But it was like, you know when you're sick and you have the flu, and for just like 10 minutes you feel great, you drink some ginger ale? That's what that win felt like after that 10-game losing streak.
It was a palate cleanser.
It was a nice little cleanse. That win was fun. Believe me, it was a good time. All right, let's go back. I want to go back a little bit before we get back to Packers-Bears. The win over the Eagles on Black Friday. 9 days the Bears had, and the city of Chicago had to dine out on that win. The fallout from that win was that the national media now has a different belief in the Bears. Not, you know, a last-second win against a below-average team. This was the Eagles. At the Eagles, on national TV, and they housed them. That, I know the score doesn't really say it, but that was a beating. And it was a referendum on the Bears. And I think that Eagles game changed the mentality for this team outside and inside. Before the Eagles game, as a Bears fan, as a Bears supporter, all of us listening right now, if you're listening at 7 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday to a Bears show, it was a nice streak with some wild wins. Let's get to 10 wins and grab a wild card spot. But now I think it's quite a bit different. You beat the defending Super Bowl champs and start thinking, why not us? Who else can we not beat? The Rams just lost to the Panthers last week. They're not unbeatable. Why not go and make the playoffs and host a playoff game? Jalen Johnson's back. Kyler Gordon's back. The running game is absolutely rolling, and that was the big question mark in August. Oh, they didn't draft a running back. But I've always thought this about the running game. I'd rather have an offensive line than a great running back, and that's what the Bears have. You run for 281 yards at the Eagles? That's like an Oklahoma-Kansas game in the 80s. That's embarrassing. And I was listening to some national shows where they talk about the Bears. And a couple analysts, I think it was Dan Orlovsky, was talking about different offensive lines of football. And he says Bears have top five, easy top five offensive line of football. To me, that's like the best thing I could hear. You know, I want Luther Burden to be great and all the different players to be great, everyone to be healthy. But when you start talking about top five offensive lines of football, it allows you to draft Kyle Manungai in the seventh round and make him into a young budding star. Look at Ashton Jeanty, a superstar running back in college. He's behind the second worst offensive line in football with the Raiders. He's doing nothing this year. Kyle Manungai was a seventh round draft pick making $800,000 a year, and he's dominating. Yeah, dominating-ish. But he's having a really good season. It's fantastic. It's really great. But, and look at the Rams. Everyone loved them. They lost to a decent Panther team. It's basically wide open. So the national view of the Bears really changed after that Eagles game. And now we get to Bears-Packers. I think a lot of teams, a lot of national media people think that this is going to be the weekend the Bears get tripped up. At Green Bay, you just played a tough one against the Eagles. And, you know, like it's inevitable the streak is going to end. I think that's what the national media thinks. Here's a little bit of Ben Johnson talking about the Packers-Bears rivalry.
Good to have the guys back. I know they're fired up and ready to go. So going ahead and turn the page here to Green Bay. And it's a good team, man. They're playing good football right now. They've really come on, especially these last three games. Offense is playing at a high level. Quarterback is very accurate. So we got a challenge on that side. And then this defense, I think I said it yesterday, it might be the best defense we've seen all year. So all hands on deck. It's going to take all three phases for us here this week.
That is some classic coaching cliche. Pardon the alliteration. You know, Bears-Packers week, Ben Johnson's not going to feed the fire. No doubt. Why do it? That is a nice move by him. Hey, what do you think about the rivalry? Can't wait to get there one game at a time. Good Lord willing, everything will work out. Super. Give him nothing to work with. Caleb Williams talked to a little bit about the Bears-Packers rivalry. And, you know, he's in a different position. A lot of Bears quarterbacks of the past 20 years have a very bad record against Green Bay, both at and home. Caleb doesn't. He went up to Green Bay and got a win, and he was asked about that.
I think throughout this whole year, what we've been able to accomplish has given us extreme confidence. And then, you know, for myself, being a part of something that, you know, everybody knows the stats of you know, the Bears going up there before last year, you know, it wasn't the best. And so being able to be a part of that, being able to contribute to that provides confidence for myself and, you know, gonna exude that to the other guys.
Yeah, he could say it and not have to make it up. It's not like he's confident because he hasn't faced the Packers before or something like that. He's a guy who's done it just last year. And I know the past few games, the running game has been the lead. The passing game is going to have to step up this week. You heard Ben Johnson early in the week. He lightly jabbed his wide receivers for some, you know, slips and things like that. That's okay. Light jabbing is nice. He didn't go for cutthroat stuff. 6-7 score, Paul Papps. This is the tailgate. We're talking some college football in about 10 minutes and joined by Frank Caliendo, the great comedian, right here on the score. But let's talk about the NFC North. A huge win for Detroit over Dallas on Thursday night. That was a win or go home time. I know the Lions wouldn't go home if they lost that one, but they put up 44 points against Dallas, which it seems like everybody does. That Dallas defense is brutal. I mean, they've had a couple good weeks to get to 6-6, but the Cowboys are basically out. They're 6-6-1. They had a nice ruined winning streak. But the bigger thing for the Bears fans is the Lions are back in the mix. And you should have been rooting for the Dallas Cowboys the other night if you're an NFC North fan, if you're a Bears fan. But they're right back. They look great. Jahmyr Gibbs just looks like a fantastic all-purpose running back. But the rest of the NFC North, you could decide what happens to the Packers. The Bears decide what happens to the Packers seasons the next 3 weeks. The Packers have no say. If they lose two in a row to the Bears, that's it. They're done. They got to scrape to get a wild card. And then let's bring up the Minnesota Vikings. The Minnesota Vikings were one of the most consistent winning teams in the sport the past 10 years. 10-win seasons, no problem. Then they go with J.J. McCarthy. They let different players go. Sam Darnold go. He goes out to Seattle. He's dominating. They let Daniel Jones go, even though they tried to keep him. He was a backup. They were going to keep him this year. He goes to Indianapolis. Doing pretty well. A little bit of a dip. But the Vikings, they're basically done. And that's where the NFC North is right now. You don't have to worry about the Vikings. You kind of have to worry about Detroit. But if you take care of Green Bay, Detroit's still in your rearview window. Let's get to this week's games. You got Seahawks, Falcons. Falcons are brutal. Probably going to lose their head coach at the end of the season. Seahawks are 9-3. Bengals versus Bills. 1 o'clock, noon on Fox on Sunday. It's last call for the Bengals. They can't afford a loss. The math just breaks out. They're 4-8, but they're still technically in it. Bills rolling, have one of the best running games in the league. Titans at Browns on Sunday. I wouldn't watch that if you paid me. Commanders versus Vikings. J.J. McCarthy, going to be back in. Got the bell rung a couple weeks ago. This is going to be a referendum on him the next few weeks. I don't know really what they do with the Vikings if they don't find out that they have their quarterback. Dolphins versus Jets. Not a great game, but the Dolphins are 5-7. They won a few in a row, and their coach, Mike McDaniel, who I thought was going to be fired a month ago, he's won a few. He can't afford a loss here. Saints at Buccaneers. Buccaneers at 7-5. That division always feels like the first team to 9 wins gets it, but the Buccaneers need that one, like air to breathe. Colts versus Jaguars. The Colts are 8-4. The Jaguars are weirdly 8-4, and nobody's talking about them. The Jaguars beat the Colts. They're basically in the playoffs. Ravens versus Steelers on Sunday. This is a playoff game for both teams. Steelers down a little bit. Ravens on a little bit of a run. Whichever team wins this one probably wins that division. I don't think either team is threatening. Lamar Jackson is having a bad month, and he has bad games. He usually doesn't have a bad month. Broncos, Raiders, Broncos D. If you haven't seen them play before, the Broncos D is fantastic. They're facing the Raiders. This game could be like 30-3. I think this is going to be an absolute slaughter. We talked about Bears, Packers. I got the temperature right now at 18 for kickoff. That's fantastic. Rams at Cardinals. This is a get-right game for the Rams. Cardinals are brutal. Texans versus Chiefs on Sunday night. Texans are on a great run. They've won 4 in a row. Texans are 7-5. Chiefs are 6-6. Nobody's taking the Chiefs out yet. And if you're in the AFC, you don't want to see the Chiefs anywhere near the playoffs. You want Patrick Mahomes like as a guest commentator on Fox for the playoffs. That's the only way he doesn't beat you. And I still wouldn't want him in the building. That makes me a little bit nervous. Eagles at Chargers. That's Monday night. A little bit of a spotty week for the Eagles, 8-4, defending Super Bowl champs. We all know about that kind of hangover. Chargers are 8-4. And in September, October, everyone loved them. Really loved them. All right, 6-7 score. Paul Papps, Frank Caliendo coming up a little bit. Talk some college football in a little bit. But I want to get back to the running game of the Bears. And that's been the bright spot to me in all of what's happened. Running for 280 versus Philly. That's surreal. And if you go back to the offseason, the signing of Drew Dahlman, the center, the signing of Joe Tooney, the signing of Jackson, that happened in a real fast rant run with Ryan Poles in the offseason. And that doesn't get a lot of national attention. It did here. I remember the Drew Dahlman signing, listening to the score that day and going, oh my God, we got the center. We got the best center on the free agent market. That's not sexy, but that's what you need. And I know Ryan Poles gets criticism for different things. He didn't get a running back in the draft. Okay. If he didn't get to the seventh round, okay. I'm fine with a seventh round running back if you get me three above average veteran offensive linemen, and that's what he did back in March. And that's fantastic. Again, I heard Dan Orlovsky talking about it. Bears have a top five offensive line in football. You could do almost anything. Caleb Williams sack total this year, I think, Studs, was it 68, 64, 68 last year? Does that sound about right?
It was 68 last year.
Yeah, it's going to be under 30. I don't care what you're doing. If you cut your quarterback sacks in half, and I know he's more escapable this year, his escapability, his release is better, but the offensive line has a big part of it, and it's a fantastic feeling. All right, it's Bears-Packers week, 6-7 to score. Paul Pabst, I am ready to go. I wish this game was starting in 5 minutes, but we're going to get to college football next. So coming up, college football, we got the morale meter, my Bears game prediction, and we're joined by the great comedian and impressionist Frank Caliendo. Born in Chicago, grew up in Wisconsin. See who he's rooting for. That's next. This is The Tailgate, 6-7 to score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back with more of The Tailgate with Paul Pabst.
I love football. Love it. Love it.
Saturdays on 670 The Score and the Odyssey app.
Back on The Tailgate, 670 The Score. Adam Studzinski with me, getting you ready for Bears-Packers. It's a lifestyle. It's not a game. Can't wait for it. I got the line right now, as of this morning. Green Bay given 6.5. You always trust Vegas' opinion. It doesn't matter when it gets on the field. By the way, one bad thing going into the weekend, the Roma Dunze foot injury. Now, I hadn't heard much about it, and then it kind of came out of, I'm sure the local media knew about it a little more than I did, but that he's out for the Packers game. And that's a gut blow because, you know, he's having a good season, some up and down moments, but you need all hands on deck. Studs, it's a stress fracture in his foot. Is that what it is?
That's what Tom Pelissero came out with yesterday after we knew he'd been dealing with a foot injury, and they kind of he'd been off and on the injury report for a few weeks now. But then, yeah, Pelissero came out yesterday after we found out that Rome was officially out for the game and said that he's been dealing with a stress fracture in, he didn't say which foot, but in one of his in one of his feet, and that he needs a, you know, he finally is at the point where he needs a week off. And the team doesn't believe it's going to be a long-term thing, but he's going to be week to week going forward.
It's funny that football players call it a stress fracture. We would call it a broken foot. You know, it's like,
That's what it is.
Stress fracture sounds like a nice version. I got to tell you, I would absolutely break my foot to make Roma Dunze's healthy. I don't really need a foot. I've got one good one. I put it under a street sweeper and break my foot. If it can make his healthy, and that would be the karma. 9 years ago, I would have volunteered to tear up my right knee to make Schwarber's knee healthy for the World Series. What do I need my knee for? I sit on the couch and eat all day. All right, 6-7 Score, Paul Pabst. This is The Tailgate. Snow games this weekend, cold weather, 18 for Bears-Packers. I will watch any snow game on TV, FCS, Division III. I was watching the Illinois High School football playoffs. Those were fantastic down at Illinois State. Some really great wins, some great games. Those are fun. Never enough football. Your coldest games, I love them. Let's get to college football. College football last weekend, Ohio State handled Michigan. The losing streak was broken. Ryan Day really needed that. Oregon took care of Washington. Oklahoma take care of LSU, and Notre Dame late night handled Stanford no problem. BYU over UCF, we're going to get to BYU in a second, and Alabama over Auburn. Vandy dropped Tennessee. College football today, it's conference championship weekend. Notre Dame obviously not playing, and it doesn't really hurt them, but they're in a weird position. The Big 12 title game is BYU versus Texas Tech. BYU, I think, is getting 12.5. If BYU beats Texas Tech, Notre Dame is likely out of the college football playoffs. And mark my words, if Notre Dame gets knocked out of the college football playoff studs, we will have a 16-team playoff next season. Tape it, book it, send it around the score. It's going to happen anyway. But if Notre Dame's out, 16-game playoff next week. So big week for BYU. They kept their coach and they needed a big win. SEC, Georgia versus Alabama. Big Ten, Indiana versus Ohio State. And ACC at night, Duke versus Virginia. And it's all right here. Today, Championship Saturday, college football on the score. It's a doubleheader for you. Georgia versus Bama, SEC title game at 3 o'clock. Then it's Ohio State versus Indiana, Big Ten championship game at 7. Doubleheader coverage starts 2:30 on the score and the Odyssey app. A couple things with college football before we move on. Frank Caliendo, the great comedian, joining us in about 2 minutes. He's a Packer guy, but we're gonna wink at that. Lane Kiffin leaving Ole Miss for LSU. It's less about Lane Kiffin and more about the structure of college football or the lack of structure of college football. That they would let a coach, because there are no rules in college football, it's basically five different conferences going at it, Lane Kiffin can leave an Ole Miss team on a title run to go to LSU. He has to leave at this time. Now, you're going to blame him, but college football signing day was Thursday. He has to be in place at LSU before college football signing day. He can't take the job on January 9th and miss the recruiting window. And so the structure of college football is flawed. Now, you could say all you want about Lane Kiffin. He should have stayed at Ole Miss and got the playoff run. If he stays at Ole Miss for the playoff run, he's staying at Ole Miss, and LSU would move on. Pro football is not like this. The NFL has tons of rules in place, when you can hire coaches, when teams can sign. College football is the Wild West. Now, the Penn State coaching search is over. They get Matt Campbell of Iowa State. It was a really rough couple months for Penn State. They get rid of their head coach, James Franklin, some bad losses to Northwestern, UCLA, no offense, Northwestern. But they go after a bunch of different people. And they ended up with, and I don't like that phrase, Matt Campbell of Iowa State. This may be a blessing in disguise for Penn State football and Penn State football fans. This guy was a hot property 5 or 6 years ago. He was courted by the NFL, courted by other teams. And he stayed with Iowa State, which was surprising. And he kind of cooled off, but not to people who know college football. So that was a nice play by Penn State, but they really screwed up their recruiting window. I think they signed 4 players. They had the worst recruiting class in the Big Ten. Last year, they were 4th. So Penn State football, a little bit of a situation. All right, joining us now on the tailgate, you know him from Fox NFL Sunday, the great comedian impressionist Frank Caliendo. All right, Frank, you were born in Chicago. At age 5, you moved to Wisconsin. So I know you're a Packers fan, but are you kind of a hardcore or, for lack of a better phrase, softcore Packers fan, if that's an acceptable phrase?
I do think it's the incorrect phrasing, but we're going to go with it anyways because it's you. Awkward continuance is what I'm going to call what we do with you. I don't know if continuance is feels like severance. Right. The show Severance. So I'm outside the elevator in the real world now. So growing up, see, I moved from Chicago, from the Chicagoland area. I was born in Cook County, Illinois, St. Anthony's, or was it St. Anne's? I don't know. St. Anne's, one of the two. I don't think it's there anymore. But my family was from Elmwood Park, Illinois.
Oh, nice.
Just stop over at the Circle, get some Johnny's Beef on our way over to Armand's Pizza. Getting some food on the way to get some food. That's some Chicago. Yeah. And then we're going to River Road Hot Dogs. We went there and somebody tried to put ketchup on the hot dog. He was kicked out of the joint. But anyway, it flooded years ago. I'm not sure if it's back. So I grew up when we were 4. We moved to Wisconsin, to Waukesha, Wisconsin. So from 4 on, I was a Wisconsinite, I guess. But all my family was from Chicago, all the Italians in Schiller Park, Elmwood Park, Addison, right off of Itasca. So we had family members sending us Bears stuff all the time in Wisconsin growing
up. Like jerseys and hats and gear?
Yeah. And like, 85, the 85 Bears.
Right.
You might have heard of them. I think they just are slowly getting phased out right now, finally. But that's anytime you go to Chicago. Well, remember in 85, we had the Bears. The Bears were fantastic. Frank, they were phenomenal.
2 days ago, it was the anniversary of the Super Bowl Shuffle, and it was treated like it was the Grammy Awards.
You're looking at the free agent. I'm a rookie. I may be large, but I'm no dumb cookie. Well, they call me Sweetness, and I like to dance. Running the ball is like making romance.
Now you got me.
So, I got too much. They would send us, like, my uncle, I remember specifically sending me 8-foot by 5-foot Bears posters that he would trade his Camel bucks in or his Marlboro miles in for.
Yeah.
So he died of lung cancer, first of all.
But for a good cause, for his nephew.
But he did get us plenty of prizes. But you couldn't even imagine the NFL being, you know, affiliated with cigarettes.
Right. It doesn't seem like that's coming back.
No, I you never know. It's cyclical. Things are cyclical.
But let me ask you. So you're in Wisconsin and you get all this Bears gear. Can you put it up in your rooms? Can you wear it socially? Because you were right in Packer country.
Well, we would put it up. We would. And then the Wisconsin folk would try and deface it by drawing mustaches on some of the players. But it was the Bears in 85, so there were only like 2 or 3 mustaches left to draw.
Right.
So they were pretty filled up on the facial hair front, especially like
Steve
above
Fuller
the
was clean shaven, so that's the only guy.
Yeah, I think maybe Gary Fensick.
Right, clean, yeah.
So there were a couple, but I think, I mean, the Packers were bad when I was growing up younger. So it was Lindy Infante. It was those Bear, Forrest Gregg. Those were the coaches. Brent Fullwood was the running back who was supposed to be unbelievable. The magic man, Don Majkowski.
Yeah. And before that, I was never really intimidated by a quarterback named Lynn Dickey. Like, that's not the guy that's going to make me quake in my boots. No, he's not a bad player, though.
Yeah. You can't judge the book by its cover.
Right.
We would have to put the stuff up. Some people would kind of, but the Packers were so down. Like, people were wearing costumes. They were Packer backers, and they would wear bags over their heads and stuff like that. So it wasn't cheesehead time. I don't even know if there were cheeseheads back then.
It hadn't really caught on yet. That's what I was going to wonder, because, you know, you having family in Chicago and having a toe in Chicago as a kid, you probably didn't get into the heated part of that rivalry. You could kind of peek at the Bears, but, you know, support the Packers. I caught a lot of heat on the South Side of Chicago because I never disliked the Packers. This is not going to go well for me on this radio show, but I thought their colors were pretty cool. I thought the stadium was pretty cool. The town was small and almost like felt like a college atmosphere. And I used to catch a lot of heat for just not hating the Packers. Was it similar to you?
Yeah, I mean, as the Packers got better, I think the rivalry became more important to people, because when you're winning in the rivalry, you want to, you know, shoot down the other side. So Brett Favre comes along and things change a little bit, I think. And the Aaron Rodgers stuff, obviously, but that's as I'm getting a little bit older. I think that I don't know. I just never got into that stuff. I never really understood the geographical importance of rooting for your team. I don't know. I was always rooted for players. Anyways, I always like to see players do well. But I do think there was a conflict for me, because you had the family and the Bears, and we were on the bandwagon for that 85 Bears. And I was born in 74, so I was 11 at that time, 11, 12 years old. For that Super Bowl. So I don't know. It never really affected me that much.
Now, Frank Caliendo, 670 The Score, The Tailgate. I'm Paul Papps, the comedian Frank Caliendo, joining us here. As you got into, I know it's an obvious question, but were you the class clown as a kid? We always think that the comedians are class clowns and it was destined to be. And I don't see that always the case. Sometimes they're introverts, sometimes they're extroverts. Where were you, like, in 8th grade on your comedy path, would you say?
I was probably starting to break out a little bit. Through 5th grade, I was super quiet. You know, I was a chubby kid, so I never really outgrew that. But I didn't even wear, you know, I would always wear sweatpants. Other kids would make fun of me because I just wore sweatpants. Yeah, that
you're asking.
I did take showers though. So it was halfway there. But I would also wear when I was younger, when I was youngest, early on, I'd probably wear like, I don't know, Huskies, you know, the Husky pants or whatever they were from Sears. Yeah, yeah, whatever. Yeah. And I would always wear a collared shirt all the way through like fifth or sixth grade. Like I every day looked like class picture day.
So based off this, you're saying you were picked on?
Yeah, I think, I mean, I don't know.
Maybe it's just a normal life.
Yeah, I think I was too dumb to know. Maybe it was too self-centered, didn't pay attention. I was a real quiet kid. Somewhere around eighth grade, I started going to the t-shirts. Okay. I got on a breakdance team. You know, that really started to bring me out. Yeah, at the YWCA, joined the Nighthawks for a demo.
All right.
Got into the advanced class and then got in a demo before the whole operation shut down. But I think, yeah, so I in terms of me breaking out, being more funny or goofing around. In high school, I was always like that. My teachers would tell my parents that I was a leader in class,
right?
And that they'd be like, "Is he annoying?" And the teacher would say, "No. He knows when to keep the class going,
right?"
Or ask questions. And I would always like. I remember in high school, I could just feel the class not getting things.
Yeah.
And I'd look around and I'd ask questions so other people in the class would have help figuring it out. Like I would have a little bit of a question and I could see that looking around and be like, nobody's getting this stuff. Right. So I start asking questions. So that's where I learned to read an audience, I think.
Yeah.
And I would use that.
Frank Calando joining us, 670 Score. I want to stay with this because when I was a little kid in Chicago on Chicago radio, there was a lot of my heroes. They weren't sports radio guys. They were like Steve Dahl and Gary Meyer and Larry Lujack with Animal Stories. But I like comedians as well. And even though I was, you know, he was before my time, I used to watch clips of Don Rickles. And I was just blown away by people like that. Do you remember a comedian where you said, oh, this is a guy who's cutthroat or who just mastered the craft? Remember, be it an album you listened to or a TV show you watched?
Well, I mean, in terms of the impressions, Rich Little, which is so old school feeling now. I mean, I loved ventriloquism.
Yeah.
I had the Charlie McCarthy and Edgar Bergen vinyl of, you know, a guy teaching you how to do ventriloquism on a record. So people think we get tricked by misinformation nowadays.
Right.
I had a record that a ventriloquist tried to teach me how to not move my lips. Jonathan Winters. I found old school stuff. I had a VHS tape of Jonathan Winters, and that was amazing to me. I love the character people going. Robin Williams on the it was more on the Tonight Show and moments like that for me, that was like, that was my career goal, was to be a guest on talk shows. And that's all I ever really wanted to do.
All right, let's get to it. Now you are Bears hybrid with the Green Bay Packers. Have you been to both stadiums and the difference in stadium experience?
I've honestly never been to either. I've never been
really?
Never been to either one. Growing up, we didn't go to any games. I mean, we went to maybe a couple of Bucks games as a little kid.
Packers tickets is as tough as they get. And I know Bears sell out as well, but Packers tickets seem impossible to get.
Yeah, and they used to play those games at Milwaukee County Stadium like once or twice a year.
Yeah.
But we didn't do that kind of stuff. We didn't have that. That would have been outside of our price range probably. Right. And I just don't think my dad would have put up with us. I mean, there's three kids. You got to bring five people to the game. If my mom didn't go, it'd be, you know, four of us. I can't see my dad taking three kids, and I can't see him spending the money on the ticket for my mom. So,
right. And then the weather, like in the third quarter, the kids want to go and he's down like $500.
Yeah, I think we could just watch it on TV would have been his thing. I mean, we didn't even have cable growing up. I finally got my parents' cable when I was working. Yeah, we had the Nicolins across the street had cable. We didn't have cable. So we were watching antenna TV. And so, yeah, I, I wish I had that stuff, but I don't. And my kids are luckier. My kids have been to multiple Super Bowls. I remember my son at like 5 years old. He said to me, "Do we have to go to another one of those Super Bowls?" And now, as you know, a 21-year-old, he's like, "Oh, I can't believe the stuff I missed out on."
Right.
He's, you know, by complaining that he didn't really. It's hard because that's, you got to take the advantage of, you know, I'm at Fox, I'm getting Super Bowl tickets, and I'm in the, you know, in the suite with Jerry Jones and stuff like that. Not my family. I left them behind. But
yeah, great.
But
before we let you go, I do, you know, Bears game on Sunday, Bears at Packers. It's going to be like 20 degrees. I'm going to put you on the spot. How would Charles Barkley preview this game?
I think this is a really good game. First of all, NFC North contention. They're doing a really good job. The Packers won through the last three games. They do really, really, really well. Jordan Love. Making after game 12, he does a really nice job in the second half of the season. But I think Caleb Williams, this guy, I thought it was going to be a knucklehead, but he's turning around. He's really done a great job. But I think the Packers home, you know, Paul, it's really tough to win on the road. It's tough to win on the road. So I think that the Green Bay Packers are going to pull it out. But I think they're, it's going to be a tough one. And people forget they got the boat right now. They got two more games, two of these games.
The great Frank Kalando joining us on the Score. Frank, this was so much fun hanging out with us. Now we either have to go to a Bears home game or a Packers home game before it's all over.
Yeah, definitely.
Thanks a lot for joining us.
I'll tell you what, man. This is a lot of fun, man.
Thank you, Coach.
I love when Frank Kalando does John Gruden, because John Gruden sounds like an imitation of a football coach. Like, John Gruden is a character in himself. Like, I just like football, man. I cannot do a John Gruden imitation, but it's fascinating to see John Gruden. The only imitation studs I do is Andrew Luck, the former Colts quarterback. And all you do really start off with is, joining us. You know, Andrew Luck starts off every sentence with, You know, like I said, growing up a kid in Chicago, obviously I was a Bears fan my whole life, like everyone out there, but you know, not disliking the Packers early in my life was a bit tough. I actually got to meet the running back Josh Jacobs at the Super Bowl last year with the Dan Patrick Show, and he was promoting this foot, you know, shoulder pad company. And so he goes, "You want to hit me?" And I was like, "Yeah, let's do something." So we did the old school Oklahoma drill where we lay down head to head, and then you jump up, and I had the ball, and he was the tackler to switch it up because he's a running back. He turned around, was on me, and picked me up and planted me into a hardwood floor like a child. And I still have a pretty nice rash across my forearm. It's like a souvenir. But the tough part is, as a Bears fan, if you ever meet a Packers player and they're a really great guy, you're like, man, I kind of wish they were a jerk so I could hate them. But Josh Jacobs was a decent guy. Up next, 3 and out, the morale meter, and my Bears game prediction. All that is next. This is the Tailgate, 670.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. the scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Score.
We're back with more of The Tailgate with Paul Pabst.
You're supposed to be a professional.
We'll work harder than anybody to win. But man, when we're dead tired in the fourth quarter, winning's got to mean more than just money.
They're hired to do a job.
Job! Job! I don't want no job. I want to play football. I want some feeling. I want some team spirit.
This ain't no high school. You don't have to love each other to play.
That's just what I mean, you bastard. Every time I call it a game, you call it a business. And every time I call it a business, you call it a game.
Saturdays on 670 The Score and the Odyssey app.
Back on the tailgate, 670 The Score. I am Paul Pabst in Chicago all weekend. Early odds coming up. Inside the Clubhouse is coming up. Just saw Brucey in the hallway. I peppered him with some Cubs questions. And don't forget, Championship Saturday College Football right here on The Score. Georgia-Bama, 3 o'clock. Then it's Ohio State-Indiana, Big Ten Championship at 7 o'clock. Doubleheader coverage, 2:30 on The Score and the Odyssey app. Listen to some college football, watch some college football, get ready for the Bears game tomorrow. The great thing about Bears-Packers weekend, and this weekend specifically, you know, the cold, the traffic, the construction, the taxes, the lack of plowing. When the Bears are in first place in the NFC North or the NFC, it's like a cozy blanket that makes everything else go away. I'm serious. I don't know if it affects you guys this way, but it's like a light drug or something like that. Everything in life is better. You got a game to look forward to on Sunday, and the traffic doesn't go away, and the toll road, and you know, your car freezing at when it's 27 degrees in the morning. But when you could look forward to a Bears-Packers game that might decide the NFC North and maybe the NFC, it's all worth it. And the next 2 weeks feel like 3 weeks, feel like an opportunity for the Bears. Not a daunting, oh my gosh, we got to face the Packers and oh, let's try to get this win. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be fun. I can't wait for tomorrow. That's what you paid Ben Johnson for, by the way. That's what you wrote that check for. When the Bears ownership wrote that check for what is $11 million or whatever it may be for Ben Johnson, you've already got your money back in less than a year. All right, it's time for three and out. Studs, what do you have for me? Three football questions. Anything you got, any topic, hit me with your first one.
Okay, I want to get your thoughts on the hot button college football topic that's been happening for the last month. How much does the Miami win over Notre Dame matter when it comes to the college football playoff?
Okay, remember the college football playoff people, their business is, their motivation is, building a playoff you're going to tune into. It's all smoke and mirrors. This team beat who? This team beat who? I really believe that they're putting on a show, and they're focused on ratings, and they're trying to do the best for their partners, ESPN and Fox. Should they give Miami the nod over Notre Dame? Yeah, maybe. But Notre Dame played some better teams early in the season and had some better losses. All right, here we go. What do you got?
So since we'll stick with college football playoff theme here, since you kind of hinted at this earlier, how many teams would it be too many for the college football playoff? Where do you draw the line?
I would like to keep it at 12 because we have conversations like this. And once you get to 16, you start having fewer conversations about teams getting left out. Like, hey, the 19th team in the country is not going to make it. They didn't deserve to be there in the first place. I always thought that 8 teams was perfect. It's a nice, even, actually, it's not an even number, Paul. Nah, I'm a C student. But 8 teams, there's some good teams being left out. Third question.
Okay, Bears-Packers, you have a choice. 50-yard line, front row, the weather exactly as it's going to be tomorrow.
Ooh, 18 degrees.
Or luxury box, all the fixings, all the drinks, all the food you want in the Lux box.
Okay, this is a good question. Since it's at Green Bay, I would go to the luxury box. I want the food, the drink, and avoid the cold. If I was at a Bears home game, it's 18 degrees. I'm going 50-yard line. I'm going to have some frostbite. I may lose a finger. But if the Bears win, I can give up a finger. Like I said, I'll give up the foot for Odunze. I'll give up a finger for the Bears win. It's time for the morale meter. Last week, 8.8. Now it's 8.9. The Bears are pushing the national media to cover them. They're relevant and good. And that's a great thing to be. Let's get into my Bears-Packers prediction. The line is Packers by 6.5. I could see the point Vegas is making. At some point, they think the Bears are due for an off week, and that's fair. A lot of us thought last week was going to be the off week against the Eagles at the Eagles. It wasn't. They rolled up 281 on a Philly team that's known for the defensive line. I think that this game will be, and this is a bit of a cop-out, the team with the ball last wins. And I have more faith in Caleb Williams in the fourth quarter than I do Jordan Love. I think Jordan Love is a very good quarterback. I don't think he's a great quarterback under pressure. Green Bay has a good defense. The Bears are going to need one of their signature takeaways to get this win, and I think they're going to get it. That Nashawn Wright play last week with the push is one of my favorite plays of the entire season. I'm going Bears 28-27, and I'm shot out of a cannon. That's a tailgate for week 14. My big topic now, do I watch the game at home so I could focus on Bears-Packers? Do I go to a pub? Do I go to a friend's house? These are the problems we have in life. Other than that, Rome, get your knee healthy, get your foot healthy. Enjoy Bears-Packers. Listen to the score all day today. Go to a pub. Watch some college football. Great day tomorrow. This is Paul Pabst, 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.